Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Kaylee is from Southie. Good morning, Kaylee.
Good morning.
Hey. How you doing?
Good. Tired, but you know.
Aww. I heard that.
Yeah.
Kennedy, Kaylee is driving into her EMT school.
Oh, bless your heart.
Oh, thank you.
Gonna be a lifesaver.
I mean it, doing the good work.
She is.
Do they still do staying alive for chest compressions? The beat to that?
Yeah.
See?
I never knew that.
Learned it from the office.
Yeah, I'd have passed one thing. All right, Kaylee, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
I'm hoping so.
All right, good luck.
Right now, yes, Kennedy, leave.
Good luck.
There you go. Command the room, Kaylee. Get her out of here. How are you with pop culture trivia?
I think I'm pretty good. We'll find out.
Yeah, okay. Kennedy's record on the big board, 3,267 wins, 279 losses. Question number one. Gigi Hadid posted an Instagram with Zayn Malik with the caption reading, "Baby Daddy," as the couple awaits the arrival of their baby. Which boy band was Zayn in that launched him to stardom?
One Direction.
Question number two. A list of the 25 best on-screen romances was released, and it included Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, Timothy Chalamet and Armie Hammer, and these two from the movie Step Up, who took their romance to real life.
Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan Tatum.
Question number three. Val Kilmer is recovering after tracheotomy surgery due to his throat cancer. He said he feels a lot better than he sounds. Kilmer starred as who in Top Gun?
Oh, my God. Ice Goose?
Ice Goose?
No. He's, like, definitely not Goose. He's, like, I feel like his name's Ice. I hated that movie. It's such a waste of time.
My girl.
It's, like, the worst movie ever. It's, like, actually the worst movie. I'm going to go with Ice. I know that's wrong. God, I wish I knew his name.
Somewhere Carson's ears are burning and he's getting real anxious.
100%.
And doesn't know why. Question number four. Tia Mowry and Kelly Clarkson are among many celebrities who have a deep love for home decor.
Mm-hmm.
Tia starred alongside with her twin Tamara in this sitcom from 1994 to 1999.
Sister.
That was quick.
Sister. Yeah.
Question number five. Jason Biggs said that American Pie is the most uncomfortable film he has ever watched with his parents.
Fair.
Well, yeah, you did some stuff in there that you probably don't want your mom to see.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Biggs starred as Jim in the 1999 film. Which actress played Stifler's mom?
Oh my God, what's her name?
That's tough.
Yeah, I know her. I just feel like don't know her. Like her name's like probably like Jennifer or something. She you know she's blonde hair with big boots. That
this
girl.
Is true.
That's all in all the stuff. Yeah. God. That's annoying. No, I don't know her name.
Yeah, she's one of those actresses. You know her face.
Yeah.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Kaylee.
She's a firecracker.
I like her.
How'd we do?
Kaylee got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right.
But the one she got wrong, she was funny, so. Question number one. Gigi Hadid posted an Instagram with Zayn Malik with the caption reading "Baby Daddy" as the couple awaits the arrival of their baby. Which boy band was Zayn in that launched him to stardom?
One Direction.
1-1. Question number 2. A list of the 25 best on-screen romances was released, and it included Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, Timothy Chalamet and Armie Hammer, and these two from the movie Step Up, who took their romance to real life.
Oh, I know this one. Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan.
2-2. Question number 3. Val Kilmer is recovering after tracheotomy surgery due to his throat cancer. He said he feels a lot better than he sounds. Kilmer starred as who in Top Gun?
Ice Man.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Ice Man. You were close, but I liked Ice Goose a lot better.
She goes, but it was the worst movie ever. Such a waste of time.
Okay.
I said, we are one.
No, it wasn't.
Kaylee and I are one.
You've never seen it, so you can't say anything.
I don't care. I'll never do it.
And it is a great movie.
Yeah, Top Gun's not a bad film. I'm going to watch the second one.
Oh, me too.
Question number 4. Tia Mowry and Kelly Clarkson are among many celebrities who have a deep love for home decor. Tia starred alongside her twin Tamara in this sitcom from 1994 to 1999.
Sister something.
Well, that's half of it.
Sister, sister?
Just give her the answer.
It was already a tie anyway.
Sister, sister. Sister, sister. I got my own mind.
All
oh,
right.
I can sing the whole song.
Question number 5. Jason Biggs said that American Pie is the most uncomfortable film he has ever watched with his parents. Jason Biggs starred as Jim in the 1999 film. Which actress played Stifler's mom?
Jennifer. I want to say Jennifer Hudson, but I know that's not right. Jennifer something.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, I'm taking the dog.
Ben.
All right, it is 3-3 tie. It was a well done game. Congratulations, ladies. Kaylee, is there anything you would like to say before you go learn to save people's lives at EMT school?
My name is Kaylee. I'm from Southie, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
I don't know.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Sarah from Walpole is in to play Can't Beat Kennedy. What's up, girl?
Hi, I'm here in the car with my kids.
I know.
And kids. They are sufficiently horrified.
Yep. The only reason Sarah called in this morning was to embarrass her kids because they didn't want her to call in, and we are here
that.
For that.
That's what we do here.
Yeah, we got your back. So I gave her an express pass right to the front. What are your kids' names?
George is 8. He wants to know if Kennedy went to Harvard.
Did not.
And Eddie is 9.
Hi, guys.
And we all are late to the dentist. They can't hear you because I have you on my handheld phone.
That's even better for our connection, so I'll take it.
We love.
That's what we thought.
Sarah, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
Kennedy's record on the big board, 3,268 wins, only 279 losses. How are you with pop culture?
Maybe not as good as Kennedy, but I'm going to try.
That's all we can ask for. Question number 1. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion announced they are releasing a song together this Friday, and Twitter went wild. Were you part of that Twitter?
I wasn't, but I favorited a lot of tweets yesterday, Dan.
Cardi B has collaborated with many artists, including this band, for the song Girls Like You. We played it a bunch on Mix.
I don't know.
All right, question number 2. Vans just unveiled a new Simpsons-inspired collection coming this week. True or false, the Simpsons have been on TV for more than 30 seasons.
True.
Question number 3. Tony Bennett celebrated his 94th trip around the sun yesterday, and so many celebrities wished the jazz icon a happy birthday. Tony Bennett teamed up with this now-deceased singer for Body and Soul, which they ended up winning a Grammy for. Who is the singer?
I can't remember.
All right, question number 4. A recent study showed that rich people get more sleep on average.
Cool.
Because all the poor people are doing the work for them.
Yeah,
they get time
lovely.
To sleep. Speaking of sleep, which Disney princess is the star of Sleeping Beauty?
Which Disney princess is the star of Sleeping Beauty? Sleeping Beauty.
What's her name?
Yeah.
Oh, she has a name besides Sleeping Beauty.
We all have a name, Sarah.
She has a name?
All right. Question number 5. Michael Jackson allegedly wanted to play Professor Xavier in the first X-Men film. That'd have been a different movie.
Mm-hmm.
The role ultimately went to which actor? Who played Professor X in X-Men?
Who played Professor X in X-Men?
Eddie and Georgie aren't going to help you.
I don't think so.
9-year-old's like, I know it.
I don't think so.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio. Kennedy!
She has a name?
Oh, no.
Hey, Kennedy.
Hello. Oh, she got me.
We're having a good time in here.
How'd we do?
I mean, does she?
Yes.
Yes.
Sarah from Walpole, who is losing her mind, got 1 out of 5.
Sooosh.
How do Eddie and Georgie feel about 1 out of 5?
How do you guys feel about 1 out of 5? Correct. Horrible. Horrible.
Okay. Question number 1, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion announced they are releasing a song together this Friday, and Twitter went wild. Cardi B has collaborated with many artists, including this band, for the song Girls Like You.
Maroon 5.
1-0. Question number 2. Vans just unveiled a new Simpsons-inspired collection coming this week. True or false, the Simpsons have been on TV for more than 30 seasons.
True.
They're as old as me, in fact. Question number 3. Tony Bennett celebrated his 94th trip around the sun yesterday, and so many celebrities wished the jazz icon a happy birthday. Tony Bennett teamed up with this now-deceased singer for the song Body and Soul, which they ended up winning a Grammy for. Who is the singer? It's a tough question.
I don't know.
Amy Winehouse.
Oh, wow. No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
2-1 going into question number 4. A recent study showed that rich people get more sleep on average.
Speaking of
sleep, which Disney princess is the star of Sleeping Beauty?
What's her name?
Aurora.
Yes, she does have a name.
Sarah goes, she has a name?
She does indeed.
3-1, question number 5. This is a strange one. Michael Jackson allegedly wanted to play Professor Xavier in the first X-Men film.
Interesting.
The role ultimately went to which actor?
James McAvoy. Oh no, Patrick Stewart. But I didn't.
Hey. Oh.
That's not the buzzer. Let's try this one. Nope. 3-1, though, Kennedy, it was Patrick Stewart.
Yes.
You get the win. Congratulations.
All right.
Sarah, you tried. That's all we can ask for, really.
I tried.
Is there anything you would like to say before Eddie and Georgie get any more mortified?
My name is Sarah. I'm from Walpole, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.